capacity strategy and planning. Operations strategy defines capacity as the maximum level of value-added activity over a period of time that the operation can achieve under normal conditions. Right-sizing capacity is a critical issue for operations. If there is not enough capacity, the organization cannot take full advantage of the opportunities to turn demand into revenue. If there is too much capacity, the organization incurs costs related to maintaining the debt burden of creating capacity and to operating idle capacity, costs that may exceed revenue. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capacity strategy as one of the strategic choices a firm must make as part of its manufacturing strategy. There are three commonly recognized capacity strategies: lead, lag, and tracking. A lead capacity strategy adds capacity in anticipation of increasing demand. A lag strategy does not add capacity until the firm is operating at or beyond full capacity. A tracking strategy adds capacity in small amounts to attempt to respond to changing demand in the marketplace. See. Manufacturing strategy. In the capacity strategy, as in other types of strategies, capacity is planned, executed, and evaluated. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capacity planning: the process of determining the amount of capacity required to produce in the future. This process may be performed at an aggregate or product line level. Resource requirements planning: at the master scheduling level, rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, and at the material requirements planning, MRP, level, capacity requirements planning, CRP. C. Capacity management, capacity requirements planning, CRP, resource planning, rough cut capacity planning, or CCP. Capacity planning occurs then at every level in the manufacturing process. High-level capacity planning addresses the entire organization for all of its product lines in all of its sites. Conventionally, the time horizon for the capacity strategy is 1 to 3 years. However, in some industries, especially the chemicals industry, the time required to build a new plant might extend beyond the time horizon of a business plan and require the decision to be made at a strategic planning level. For example, a tire manufacturer might require 10 years to establish a new rubber plantation and grow the trees to the point where they are viable for commercial rubber production. Capacity strategy considerations that relate to facilities also require decisions regarding where to locate the capacity that is needed, as well as how many operational sites the organization should have. Should it have fewer but larger sites or more and smaller sites? Capacity trade-offs. Customers are unforgiving when it comes to suppliers' inability to deliver quality products on time. A key way to ensure that customer service expectations are met is with a good capacity planning process in place. On the one hand, organizations must have the capability to fulfill demand. In aligning internal operations with supply chain partners, organizations must assess the level of capacity required by the supply network to meet the needs of its downstream customers over the long term. On the other hand, organizations must have the financial ability to invest in capacity, production, or materials before they are really needed. Another capacity trade-off is between high utilization and low average costs of large-scale operations and facilities with economies of scale, and the customer service and market responsiveness of multiple small-scale operations and facilities. The trade-off decision depends on the performance objective that best fits the organization's competitive strategy. For example, low cost or differentiation,